Okay, so I don't think I've ever actually talked about my training progress, but for people now who are starting the gym, I'm gonna go through this because I think it'd be beneficial for everyone that if they do actually watch me on my social media and stuff, they all think that I clearly know what I'm doing and all this stuff, and that I may be a fitness person and all that. I'm clearly not. I'm an IT consultant. I used an app and I followed a program which gave me everything I needed for 5 to 6 years, and it got my body in good shape. I'm not gonna lie to you, I've had abs now for 6 years. It is pretty fucking boss, you know. Abs every summer. but consistently maybe a year and a half now, I've had abs like every single day, which is really nice, and it is quite a blessing, and I do feel very blessed that I've been given that opportunity. Not that opportunity, I've worked fucking hard for it. Sorry, you've got to catch yourself sometimes. You've got to catch yourself. And this is it. You will naturally want to put yourself down a bit when you praise yourself. And you just got to stop it. Because it's so normal for us to go out in the world and be, like, negative. And people will accept it when we speak negative. No, fuck that. Praise yourself up, especially if you put in the work. But yeah, so recently, I mean, the last couple of months or wherever, you know, I've been starting to do weight training. I've never done weight training before. First of all, I started with an online coach, right? And he was in this one gym, but I'm in 3 gyms a week because I travel and all the machines are different. And I had to walk into this gym the first time and do upper body. I only had 3 chest press, you know, with the chest press 3 times in my life. And it was horrible. It was horrible. And, like, you know, all guys are there. And I was this with, you know, this Wally walking around with a sports bra and a pair of leggings, because I promised myself I would always do that because it took me 11 years to get there. So I walked around, you know, with a bit of muscle on my body, looking like I would know what I'm doing. And obviously I didn't. And it made it even worse for me because everyone was like, who the fuck does she think? And people probably wasn't thinking that, but, like, I didn't know the machines. I was doing all the moves wrong. I was doing the moves the other way around. And it was horrible. And, like, you could see, I've got a video on Instagram TV, but you could see, you know, like, I was there biting my nails. I just wanted to leave. Quite frankly, I wanted to cry. It was horrible. I didn't know what I was doing. I just didn't fucking know. And it was horrible. And it was horrible for weeks. And even now that I'm training and I have coaches and I'm walking into, like, CrossFit gyms around people that fucking know their shit and, like, lift and for the Europeans and all this stuff, it's fucking horrible still. But I'm getting there. And I think that's the most important thing. Because clearly I had ego. Like, I had ego. Because I was just like, oh, well, when I do Insanity and when I do HIIT, I kill it. But I was no longer doing HIIT. I literally had to walk away from all the training sessions that I've done that I was really competent in. And it killed me off. But the most important thing, I just kept going. I just kept going and I kept going through it. So now, obviously, I'm still getting better at it. I'm just getting my form right. But I would say, if you're starting the gym and you don't know what you're doing and you feel just as anxious and, like, full of anxiety like that, please just get a plan. There are plenty of apps out there. Like, I love an app. Or you maybe start at home first, get comfortable at home, and then go into the gym with the app. You know, if worst case scenario, if you want to memorize it, like, but it is not nice not knowing what you're doing. And I really feel you, but honestly, the best things come on the other side of being uncomfortable. So please believe in yourself. Don't do it. And the best way to not quit is get a plan, because it's already hard enough as it is. So don't go into the gym and try and think it out yourself. Just first of all, find a plan and just do it no matter what. That's what you're going to do. You just got to promise yourself the workout that's given to you. You just got to get through it. You just got to get through it. And, like, if you've got rest breaks, write down your weight, you know, try and, like, put a song on, try and get that playlist for you. Like, if you know you haven't got an app and you're in the app the full time, just really try and, like, keep yourself occupied. No one really cares. The only person that cares is you. So please don't let yourself down.